Okay, now do parts of the body. What's this?
Head.
But this part?
Forward.
Okay, and this?
Hair.
And if you're a man, you grow a?
Beard.
All right, and these are?
Ears.
This one in particular is your?
Left ear.
And?
Right ear.
Okay, and you talk with your?
Mouth.
You might get a chicken bone stuck in your?
Throat.
And you wear a tie around your?
Neck.
And this little part?
Uzel.
Okay. Does that mean just that little part that sticks out? A goozle, is that like an Adam's apple?
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing? Okay. You have the dentist look at your?
Teeth.
He says, I'm going to have to fill that?
Tooth.
All right. And the flesh around the teeth?
Gums.
Okay. And the inside of your hand?
Palm.
And you might say, he got mad and doubled up both?
Fist.
All right. And he shook his?
Fist.
All right. Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm?
Joint.
The upper part of a man's body is his?
Body.
Well, the upper part.
Chests.
Uh-huh. And he might have broad?
Shoulders.
Okay. You measure the height of a horse in?
Hands.
And you have a left and a right?
Hand.
Okay. You might say the pain ran from his heel all the way up his?
Leg.
At the end of your leg is your? You wear a shoe on your?
Oh, yeah, it's your foot.
Okay, and you have two?
2 feet, yeah.
All right. You might say, I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my? It's the front part of your leg.
Shin.
All right, have you ever heard that called shank?
Well, you call that a shank on a hog.
But not on a person.
I don't think so, no.
All right. If you've got to squat down, you might say you're squatting down on your what?
On your heels?
Well, it's like the back part of your thighs.
It'd be on your legs, then.
Have you heard of haunches?
Yeah, I have.
For people?
But I never heard it called that before.
Okay. All right, you might say, somebody's been sick a while. He's up and around now, but still looks a bit...
peaked.
Okay. Any other expressions?
Well, he still looks bad.
Would you ever say sickly?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe a person who can lift heavy weights?
Strong.
All right. Can you think of another word for that if he's very robust and healthy?
Well, I'd say he had big muscles.
Okay. Would you ever describe a person as... How about if he's maybe a little bit heavy, a little bit overweight, but still strong?
Well, he could be fat.
How about stout? Would you ever use that?
Stout, yeah.
Would you ever use that word in describing butter that had gotten rancid?
Yeah.
You would? The butter's gotten stout?
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it. That word used that way.
All right. Any other ways?
I'll tell you, a little joke comes in there that'll make a point on that.
Okay.
In a boarding house one time, one of the fellows that boarded there said to the woman that run the place, told her, this butter smells so stout that it could speak to the coffee. Well, the fellow sitting over from him, he said, well, the coffee's so weak, if it did, it couldn't answer it.
Oh. Okay.